cultivated. More than 100 square blocks were decimated by fire and looters, and few buildings were left intact.
What we're dealing with, after all, is not just what the world knows, but what it believes. Not reality, perhaps, but perception of reality.
Only estimates of property damage and excess of $500 million.
Welcome to Riot with Obadiah and Nikki.
It is the Riot on Radio U. I'm a little sleepy this morning. I stayed up watching Sharknado.
Did you actually watch it?
I didn't finish it.
But you started some of it?
I watched the first hour of Sharknado.
I saw you tweeting a couple about Sharknado, too, and I thought, is he watching it or is he just...
Just trolling?
Just making tweets.
No. I was watching it, and the funny thing was, is like, I wanted to tweet something clever about it. Couldn't come up with anything. Just could not.
And, well, you managed at least two tweets of something.
Oh my gosh, dude. It was so entertaining. It was so entertaining because it really is bad. Like, it wasn't just kind of bad. It was, like, really bad. Like, but Ian Ziering is my new favorite action hero. Like, he's just so bad. Like, you've never seen anyone just absolutely giving it their all.
And then, but was he giving it his all in a bad way, as in, like, he knows it's bad, so you got to go all out for it?
It's
over the top.
When you watch a movie that's bad and you see an actor that you're pretty sure they know it, but they're still just giving themselves to it 100%. Mm-hmm. He was really giving himself to it.
Well, he was committed to the role.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's not like it's a good movie, but the thing that's really funny is it is shot on location. It's like they are in New York City. That helped a lot. And then they have every, like, C and D list actor you can imagine. And you're like, oh, that guy from that movie. Oh, isn't that the girl from blah, blah, blah? You don't know any of their names. You don't know what they're from. But you're just like, holy crap. Like, this is every person from every movie ever. Every TV show. Like, that guy on Arrested Development who didn't have an arm. That his dad used him to teach them lessons. That guy.
That guy's in there,
is
too.
In this, and you're just like, oh my gosh.
That's funny.
It was just like that. And so it's dumb, but I'm totally going to watch the rest of it. And again, don't mistake my enthusiasm. For it being like, this is a really good movie.
It's also, it's not like it's a ringing endorsement that if you go and watch it, you're just going to be super, super amazed and think it's the best movie ever because Obi said so, because he's watching it.
I watched it because I knew it was not going to be good, and I love how they embraced it, but at the same time, they gave it just enough oomph. Like, to where you're like, okay. I mean, at least you guys actually did shoot in New York.
In New York,
like,
that's something. That's one thing.
So that's kind of cool. 21 Pilots Car Radio. It is the Riot.
I ponder of something great. My lungs will fill and then deflate. They fill with fire, exhale desire. I know it's dire, my time today. I have these thoughts, so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence. Sometimes quiet is violent. I find it hard to hide it. My pride is no longer inside. It's on my sleeve, my skin will scream, reminding me of who I killed inside my dream. I hate this car that I'm driving. There's no hiding for me. I'm forced to deal with what I feel. There is no distraction to mask what is real. I could pull the steering wheel. I have these thoughts, so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio, and now I just sit in silence.
I
ponder of something terrifying, cause this time there's no sound to hide behind. To find over the course of our human existence, one thing consists of consistence, and it's that we're all battling fear. Oh dear, I don't know if we know why we're here. Oh my, too deep, please stop thinking. I liked it better when my car had sound. There are things we can do, but from the things that work, there are only two. And from the two that we choose to do, peace will win and fear will lose. It is faith and this sleep. We need to pick one, please, because faith is to be awake, and to be awake is for us to think, and for us to think is to be alive. And I will try with every rhyme to come across like I am dying to let you know you need to try to think. I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought, cause somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence. My lungs will fill and then deflate. They fill with fire, exhale desire. I know it's dire, my time today. I have these thoughts, so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought, cause somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence.
It is The Riot on Radio U.
Hard to believe, but today is your last day of July.
It is.
Which means something.
It means something big, Nikki. It means that it's time for Christmas in July to come to a screeching halt.
Today is the final day for the Radio U Christmas in July channel, which is funny because when we pull that channel, we're going to literally be disconnecting some of you. Mid-channel.
Some people are going to be freaking out.
We're going to be yanking that thing, but it was only a limited time only. So if you've not yet had a chance to hear the Radio U Christmas in July channel, that was a special gift. Then you can check it out today through RadioU.com, our Radio U Roku channel, and then our Radio U app.
Mm. Wow. It's everywhere. just how amazing is that? The
now
proliferation of technology.
We do need to decide, we thought, in honor of that, one Christmas song.
One Christmas song.
One Christmas song during the riot today.
At
so
some
which
point
one?
During the riot. Baby, Please Come Home?
Amberlynn?
Yeah, I mean, I would say The House of Heroes, All I Want for Christmas Is You, but you know, we've got Tim from House of Heroes joining us. We're about 2 hours away from that. And
with
we're
the premiere of a brand new song from them.
Two new songs from them. So, seems like maybe that's enough.
House of Heroes, maybe.
Maybe for one day. I don't know.
So we'll have to come up if we want to do Amberlynn or if there's another Christmas song we choose. But today's the last day of Christmas in July.
Maybe an August Burns Red song.
Well, that's a good choice, too.
Because they have some great Christmas music. Oh, I just love them all so much.
I don't know what to do.
How can I pick? It's
you
like
guys
picking between your kids.
You guys pick for us.
Yes. So, yeah, I don't know what that what's that going to end up looking like. But.
Well, if you have a vote, just tweet at Radio U and let us know what you think we should go with.
You can also call us, 877-2-RADIO-U. But I realize the burden of speaking is...
It's too much to bear.
Sometimes it's just too much. But, dude, Christmas in July, we're putting a nail in the coffin. So you better get in, son.
Now, we're leaving now during Halloween for decorations.
You go ahead and put a shovel full of dirt on that thing.
And then it'll be back, obviously, at the appropriate time.
Oh, wait, can we just for a minute think about how awesome it'll be for it to be Christmas time? I love that. Just saying. Leagues walking on water. It is the riot.
Okay, this is a safe room. No judgment here.
The Riot, Radio U.
It is the Riot on Radio U. I don't know if you live in the Suffolk area, but the police there are looking for Chiquita Adams. Chiquita. That's an awesome name.
That was one of my names, I think, in Spanish year one.
They called you Chiquita?
Yeah. Well, you got to pick, and I was like, hey, yeah,
you
why not?
Picked Chiquita?
I don't remember.
No,
maybe
you
I did.
You did.
Maybe I did.
And now you're embarrassed about it.
Well, it was just the first year. Second and third, I switched to another name.
It's a banana, man.
Well, what's wrong with that? I love bananas.
I also love bananas. But now, from now on, I'm going to imagine you in a banana suit sitting in Spanish class going, la banana. Yo soy la banana.
Yes, that was my childhood.
Okay, that's exciting. Chiquita is not wanted for her banana skills, though she may have them. Chiquita is wanted because she has been passing counterfeit currency.
Uh-oh, that's a bad banana.
That is, she's a rotten piece of fruit. Don't want her to spoil the bunch. So if...
Sorry, everybody.
My other favorite part of this story is, do you know where she's been passing?
Oh, the grocery store?
No.
Where else? McDonald's? Some sort of fast food place?
Chiquita was passing this counterfeit money at Bojangles.
Bojangles? I've never been to a Bojangles, though. You've been.
I have.
Once.
They got a Bojangles down at the gas station.
The name of that, it's a fast food restaurant. That name always fascinates us as a place.
It's so weird. It's the best name. And I want you to know that I'm not going to say that eating at Bojangles is quality food, but it is good food.
Was it good?
Oh, man, I had a chicken biscuit. And thank you for having French fries in the morning. They had French fries. Fantastic. Those people know how to make chicken.
Yeah, they're not afraid.
And they know how to make a biscuit.
Well, with the name Bojangles, they got to be bold.
And they'll pump your gas while you're getting it.
Oh, yeah, it was at a gas station.
It was built into a gas station. I was just like, man, how do you make a Bojangles even more high quality? Gas station.
Perfect.
Yes.
It's convenient.
It was really something, Nikki.
So she was passing checks there?
Chiquita's passing bad counterfeit bills down at the Bojangles in town. So they want her for 8 felony counts of uttering a false banknote and 1 felony count of embezzlement. Hello. So if anybody's seen Chiquita, they're on the lookout for her. That's all I got. I just love this. This is like the guy that spent $400 at 7-Eleven with counterfeit money.
They're trying. They're going big with it.
Man, these people are crazy.
You want food and you want fries in the morning.
What do you got, like a $20 bill? Is that what you're counterfeiting down at the Bojangles? How much can you spend at Bojangles?
They always used to say, though, you got to counterfeit or try to pass the smaller bills. It's the larger ones that'll get you in trouble.
Yeah, you're right. So I try to keep it in the hundreds and the 500s.
Oh, small bills for you.
Yeah, I know. Pocket change, really. Polyvalent. It is the riot.
Feeling. Some of us are dying. Trying.
is the Riot on Radio U. So I had a friend that let me borrow a, well, family member, really, that let me borrow their car while I was in Oregon. So I just bought them a Doctor Who license plate cover.
That's how you say thank you.
That is how I say thank you. I thought it was a great gift, really. And the only problem is it got me on ThinkGeek. And can I just tell you, I know how nerdy this is. And I hate this, but it's true. There are so many great coffee mugs on ThinkGeek right now. You just do not even know.
Someone, though you've thinned it out a bit, could say that they have a coffee cup collection already.
I love coffee cups.
You know like, why?
Because I love coffee. Is
and
that it?
When do you use your coffee cups?
On Saturday mornings when I'm not working. So you're...
Ding, 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 ding,
after
ding, ding, ding,
I've
ding,
slept
ding.
In, and then I wake up and I read comic books and I drink coffee.
A lot of times with pancakes, too.
That happens.
So is it the cup or is it the experience?
It might be like, look at this. Here's a Goonies Never Say Die coffee cup. But that's good. That's not quite me. But how about this one? Keep calm. I'm the doctor.
Wow.
Love it. All right. And here we've got a Star Trek The Next Generation. Not usually my thing, but it's of the Enterprise, which is kind of cool. All right, I don't really like that one. But let's see. Here's a great one. To boldly go where no man has gone before. That's a good coffee mug. Here's a ninja coffee mug. No, not so much.
See, he uses during the week tumblers.
Tumblr, yeah.
And so...
can I just tell you, tumblers, Nikki, you got to go buy like a quality tumbler.
You
and
do.
It doesn't have some stupid picture on the side of it. Like that, if your tumbler has a picture on the side, it's a crappy tumbler, I guarantee it.
It's maybe not the best.
Like... I'll tell you something else about coffee tumblers. All right. You guys know that I have a tendency to be cheap on important things and spend a bunch of money on dumb things. When it comes to tumblers, you should actually spend money on a tumbler. I have these two Starbucks tumblers that are like 80 years old. They still...
And they might have been $80.
Yeah. They still keep my coffee piping hot. Mm-hmm. And like, they're amazing. I have gone through, I don't know how many...